What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Here we are, Jack at the... Sorry, I'm all confused.
There it is.
Yeah. Here we are, the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament at Penn Oaks Golf Club. No Ike.
Yet.
No Ike yet. Ike later on.
Yes, Ike later on.
Ike is the, it is the summer of Ike.
It is the summer of Ike. He hasn't turned down one charity golf tournament.
No, no. He likes playing golf.
Yeah, yeah.
He really likes golf.
It's good to be back, though. This is my home course in high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's your best score on this course?
I think I shot a 79 here once. Now, this course ate me up, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like I've probably played Penn Oaks 200 times.
And is that why they didn't invite you to play in the tournament today?
I actually don't know why I wasn't invited. It's maybe it's too critical of the quarterback. I don't know.
Yeah.
But there's other baseball guys out there. I saw Tommy Green. I saw Ben Davis.
Oh, wow. Those are baseball guys.
There's baseball represented. So I dressed for the occasion.
You did.
Hoping that, hey, we need a fourth.
Oh, dude, your hat even matches your shirt.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
No, I know. No, I felt like
it's such a desperate look.
Dude, I felt like an idiot when I put it all on. I felt like a kid, like trying to impress people,
yeah.
Which I don't try to do anymore.
No, but for this, you wanted to play.
I put me in, coach.
Yeah.
You know? Also, Ike was supposed to text me last night about possibly coming up. Nothing. Like, it's just, and then he ditches. Like, I'm out, honestly. I'm out of the whole event.
Well, it'll be, oh, you want it? Oh, Hugh, okay. All right. Hugh Douglas. All right.
I just wanted to jump in and say the reason why I did not get back to you last night. I'm not gonna go into detail, but I had a long night.
Because the big event was last night.
Ike raised. I'm not for sure, but I'm gonna say somewhere in the neighborhood of well over $100,000 last night.
Yeah, wow. I saw he's emceeing the whole
thing. Yeah, like, and you know what the funny part about it, Jack, is that last week he said he wasn't going to do it.
That's what he always says, though.
Yes, but when he got on stage, man, he did a really, really good job. He was Ike, and yeah.
He was having a good time.
He had a good time.
He was having a good time.
Ah, really good time.
I didn't say that. I just wanted to, you know, because I know, you know, because it's, you know, because he was supposed to call me a couple times, didn't call. So don't,
don't take it personally.
Yeah, don't take it personally.
He does it to all his good friends.
Yeah. Don't take it personally.
All right, I'll try not
to. That's all, yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
Have a great show.
Inside information from Hugh.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Ike Insider of the Year, Hugh Douglas.
I saw the one video of Ike.
I didn't see it.
Seeing the whole thing. Yeah. Well, because the last time, it was last year when he sang the Sixers song.
Oh, right.
And then it all went.
Did Hugh post that as well?
Hugh did post that video.
Right.
And that's where the whole, he may never sing again.
Right. Well, it'll be a big show. We're hoping to have some guests who are playing golf over. Maybe even we get Ike Reese. What do you think? Maybe we get Ike Reese?
That's a big guess.
Yeah, you never
know. We'd love to hear from him.
You never know. It is beautiful out here. It's another one of these days that makes me wish I played golf.
I know.
It'd be a great day to play golf.
Dude, I think your 50s could be the 50s of golf.
Oh, but I can't.
Why? Because
of my back. I can't play.
Well, you could.
There's no way I can get into it without playing.
Well, I think you could play a little bit.
I don't think so.
Just try.
I could maybe putt.
Nah.
Designated putter?
Nah. Okay. Well, I mean, he could. There's just no fun. Maybe a caddy. You want to be a caddy?
I could be a caddy.
You'd be a great caddy. You're great at walking.
I do like walking. There we go. Maybe I'll be a caddy.
All right.
There it is.
All right.
So, you know, not the most optimal of Phillies weekends, Jack. Coming off the series win over the Braves, they lose that final game, the second game of the doubleheader, the Zach Wheeler game, and then they get smoked all weekend at home by the Milwaukee Brewers. The first time the Brewers have swept in Philadelphia in 10 years, I think 2015 is what Fransky said.
It was probably yesterday. Ryan Braun was still killing the Phillies.
Yes, yeah. So it was. So I'm trying to figure out if I am actually concerned about the Phillies weekend. At 215-592-9494, are you concerned or are you not concerned? Is there actual concern there? And Jack, I am of two minds here.
Okay.
Mind one is my head. And my head is telling me the same thing that you guys said to me all season long last year. It's a very long season. They were not going to win every series for the rest of the year. My head is telling me it was the worst combination of everything to happen at once. The starting pitching not quite as good, which showed how thin the bullpen was. Harper is out. The lineup sort of fails. Blah, 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 blah. You know, sweep it under the rug, move on, go to Toronto.
Right.
But my gut is telling me that I really didn't like that series, like in an actual, real, sort of worried way, in that the Phillies, who are not just one arm short of the bullpen, they seem like they're three arms short of the bullpen, the offense goes completely cold. But the thing that bothers me the most about it is this sort of like dumb baseball team that shows up every once in a while. Uh-huh. Like the Bad News Bears looking baseball team that feels like they think they're better than they actually are. Like, they're a good baseball team, but when they're dialed in, they're good, right? They're not good enough to just sort of sleepwalk through a series against a real team. And the Brewers aren't, like, good or anything, but they're a real baseball team.
Yeah.
And like, that sort of attitude, it's not even the performance. It really isn't. We're not going to see Lizardo give up 11 runs or 12 runs again.
12 earned.
You know, the bats are not – Bryce is going to come back eventually. The bats are not going to be that – but there was something about like the vibe of it that made me worried in my gut. My head, not that worried. My gut, pretty worried.
I saw a lot of comps to last year's A's series this week.
Yes, where they just sort of like gave up in the third game.
Just didn't really
show up. Yeah, didn't. And the A's series last year, it was almost like they didn't think they needed to show up, right?
It was right before the All-Star break.
We're at the All-Star break, and that's when they lose, what, 18-2 or something in that last game. And by the way, it's that same vibe. We're a little bit better. We're not quite – we think we're better than we actually are, is the vibe I got from the Phillies. So while my head is telling me it's just one series, my gut is telling me, I think there was something to worry about there.
So I'm closer to where your head is. I'm closer to where your head is. And frankly, I'm actually glad that weekend happened. I'm glad that weekend happened. I didn't want to have the best record in baseball anymore. I didn't want to peak in May. I wanted it to actually calm down a little bit. Like, I didn't want them to front run all the way. And that's some scar tissue from last year. I mean, 100%. Like, last year, they got out in front. They stayed out in front. They didn't really, like, they kind of front ran their way to a division title. So I actually am glad. And I think that, you know, some of the weaknesses were exposed, which I think is really important. You can't just talk your way through it because you're winning games. There has to be real things addressed at the trade deadline. So I was actually happy this weekend. Now, it was not.
You weren't actually
I
happy.
Was.
That's a cope.
I was.
You're coping.
I was happy that kind of humbling happened because I agree with you.
But do you think they'll be humbled by it?
Yes, I think they will be humbled by it. And I think that when Bryce went out, I think they kind of checked out. And I was disappointed in how they acted and how they played because, you know, Bryce going out obviously shouldn't derail the offense. They've actually traditionally been all right when Bryce has gone out. I mean, 2022, when Bryce went down, Schwarber went nuts. And I think they had a pretty good record when Bryce went down in 2022.
Overall, since Bryce got here, I looked this up a few weeks ago, they basically have – they're an over 500 team when Bryce is not on the team. Like, their winning percentage is better with Bryce, but it's not, like, significantly better with Bryce.
I will say, I'm glad to see them not winning games with Bryce, so that because I knew you were just sitting there. You couldn't wait to throw the stat out. Well, they're better without Bryce.
Well, they're not better, but they're pretty good without Bryce. Or they have been pretty good without
Bryce. I could feel the Hertz people using that take. I could feel you coming up. I could tell Gilio.
You're not actually happy that they got smoked by the Brewers.
They didn't get smoked. Trey made an error yesterday that cost them the game. Saturday wasn't even competitive, and Friday was a Taiwan night. Like, overall, I'm not really concerned. That's going to happen. That's baseball. And when you watch this weekend, like, Lizardo's not going to allow 12 runs in a start. He's going to be fine. He had to wear one for his team on Saturday, which I know people didn't like how long he was out there. It was 76 pitches. I mean,
yeah, I didn't watch the game live because I was at Disney World. But when I watched it, this morning, he didn't really look that bad. It was the Castellanos error. Then he throws a ball away. Then the balk. It just felt like it was a bad combination of things, but it didn't feel like he was out there a very long time.
And the reality is, Bryce didn't play. And I know that
that can't be an excuse.
It is. It 100%. It's not, it's explanation, not an excuse. When like Bryce being in the lineup, you, even when he's not playing well, it's a way deeper lineup. There's more fear in there. Like when as soon as he was out, you looked at that lineup top to bottom, and it looked like a weak lineup. And when he's in there, they're fine. They've been the top.
Bryce out cannot be an excuse for a baseball team. It's one guy. It isn't, though.
It's the middle of the order.
It isn't. Then why have they been fine without him in years previous?
If Judge missed a couple games, would you expect the Yankees to win all of those games?
I expect the Yankees would be fine without Aaron Judge.
Mm. It would change everything.
And by the way, Bryce Harper's not Aaron Judge.
I know he's not. But him being in there is a real presence. Is a real presence. And when he wasn't in there, the lineup didn't look right. Like it was just a bad weekend. And this whole nonsense about all they do is beat up on bad teams and the record against teams that are 500. They were 8-5 since we can all agree that after the Mets series, right? They've started playing better baseball. They've been 8-5 against teams that are over 500 since that point, heading into this weekend. They had a bad weekend. They also won series against the D-backs, who now people are gonna pretend that they think stink, and the Braves, people are gonna pretend they think stink. They think the Rays stink. Like anything to detract from what the Phillies have done.
The numbers are the numbers, though.
Yeah, but
I mean, their good record is built on beating bad teams.
I think it's only been the last 2 weeks. I don't think they've beat up on bad teams the entire year.
I would agree with that. All right, 215-592-9494.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is there real cause for concern after the Phillies get swept by the Brewers? We do have a next question today, Jack, in that I did go away for the weekend, went to Disney World with my wife. Yep. It was a lot of fun.
Adults at Disney World. Huh?
Adults at Disney World. Now, we weren't all Disneyed up. You know,
sure,
we weren't wearing the ears. We weren't wearing the ears. We weren't.
Sure.
No, we weren't. We weren't. We weren't all Disneyed up. It's just something to do. But for next
you
question,
you didn't walk around with any Mickey Mouse ears?
No.
Wow.
I bought her Mickey Mouse ears, and she left them at home.
Nice.
The Mickey Mouse ears are $37 each.
Man,
I'm not buying two more sets of Mickey Mouse ears.
That's pretty Mickey, that price.
Yeah. So for next question today, give us somewhere you've always wanted to go, Jack. A trip you've always wanted to take?
Yeah, I've always wanted to go to Britain, and I've wanted to go to London and see what it's all about. Like I really do. Jill always wants to go to London. I should have gone last year, but once again, the stupid morning show got to go.
See what it's all about. Is there anything specifically in London you'd like to see? Can you name anything in London?
Big Ben.
Okay.
Big Ben. I heard there's a pub on every corner.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to see what the pub life's like.
All right.
Yeah. So I want to go see London.
For me, I've always wanted to go to Australia.
Ah.
I don't know why. I've always been fascinated with Australia. And the flight is too far. I think it's like 30 hours on the plane.
That's
so
insanely long.
I'm waiting for something to happen that is happening in Australia that will make it worth the 30-hour flight. Because that is a long flight. I mean, it's a day.
No, I know.
There and back.
So
like
why
a full
is it,
day.
I don't get why it's so far. Isn't it like.
Because it's on the other side of the world.
But it's not. I mean.
It is.
But it's not. Like, if you go to California, right?
Yep.
How far is California from Australia? I mean, it's a little past Hawaii, I figured. How far past Hawaii is Australia?
It's not that direction. It's the other direction.
Is
I mean,
it?
Hawaii. All right. All right. 215-592-9494. Are you actually concerned after the Phillies get swept against Milwaukee? And for next question today, give us somewhere you've always wanted to visit. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, yo, this what you do. When you go to Disney, you got to buy the ears at home and then wear them there. That's how you got to do it.
But the ears are no cheaper at home, unless you buy bootleg knockoff ears.
You buy them, no. I'm talking about don't get them from Disney site.
Weren't you just at Disney, Corey?
Yeah, listen, I got Disney hacks, boy. I got two kids, so Disney could be expensive with two kids, if you know what I mean, you know?
All right.
Well, I suppose you can save anywhere you can. Then, yeah. Really? Then yeah, buying the off-brand ears, I think, is probably the way to do it for sure.
Yeah, you got to. But look, man, Spike, listen, man. Like, every once in a while, once a day, you say something that's like, it's like you just get me going, man. Like I get it, you know. Aaron Judge, a great player, but don't disrespect Bryce like that. Bryce is not Aaron Judge. Like
he's not even close to Aaron Judge.
He might not be the player he is right now, but like let's not poo poo what Bryce Harper is and what he can do. I tell you what, Aaron Judge ain't Bryce Harper in the playoffs. I know that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they have the same amount of World Series wins. They have the same amount of World Series wins.
That's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Bryce Harper's a great player.
Some stack teams. Aaron Judge has played on some stack teams. Right?
Well, Bryce Harper is on a team stacked with his friends. Look,
they're not stacked. Don't do that. They're not stacked.
They have the third highest payroll in baseball.
Okay, but that's
what. Like, what are we talking about? Bryce Harper is a good player. He's not on the same plane as Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge broke the home run record. He's hitting 400 and he has 20 home runs. What are we talking about?
Do they both got two MVPs?
I don't care how many MVPs they have.
This year, they're certainly not the same player.
They weren't close last year or the year before.
But what I'm saying is, like, you making it seem like they not like it's not even close to bring it up the way you said it.
They're not. They're not.
And the Brewers, listen, the Brewers, this was a bye week for us. You know what I'm saying? Bryce was hurt. You know, we get healthy.
We started Taiwan on Friday. Look, let's get real.
We got Taiwan on Friday. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this was a bye week. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not about to sit here and worry about, like, baseball is a long season. They're not going to just dominate every opponent. And, you know, we had our guy. We trying to bring him back. I know you missed the call on Friday because you was at Disney, but we trying to get Rhys Hoskins back to Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? So we didn't want to go as hard on him. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we trying to make him know, like, hey, listen, baby, we want you back. You know what I'm saying? Come back. You know, come back to Philadelphia. And that's all. Like, I'm not about to sit here and freak out about losing to the Brewers.
I don't think anybody's freaking out, or if they are, I haven't heard them. I think
you're kind of disappointed. I'm not disappointed at all.
Yeah, like there was I don't know. There was a vibe I didn't like. Maybe it's just because they lose three games, whatever. But it was
they didn't look locked in.
They didn't, and they didn't look locked in the second game of the Braves doubleheader either. Now maybe you're punting that one, but you're starting Zach Wheeler.
That lineup was also, they had Real Muto batting fifth. I mean, it was an atrocity.
And not having Bryce Harper, that is an issue. That's your best player. You know
what I'm saying? It's like, a real thing.
Yeah, that matters. You know what I'm saying? Like, that matters. Bryce is the leader of the team. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you don't got the best player and the leader of your team, I tell you what. I know you would 100% agree to this. If the Eagles ain't had Saquon Barkley, they the same team? Yes or no?
No, but it's a different thing. They don't give Bryce Harper the ball every play.
Hey, man, but Bryce Harper
because
matters.
Because they're inept quarterback.
Them four at bats, he get a game, and they matter. You know
they
saying?
Do they, matter. They absolutely matter.
Did the lineup look much weaker without him in it?
But the truth is that the Cardinals won the World Series the year after what's his name left.
Pujols.
No,
that was his last year. It was 20.
He left
in 2012.
He was still there when they.
Oh, my bad then. Yeah. Well, the Nationals won the World Series the year after Bryce Harper left.
Well, yeah, but they had a great hit. So
I give you that, but they still had Trey Turner on the
0
team.
0 for 2, Spike.
They still had who?
Trey Turner was still on the team.
Oh, isn't he on this team?
Yeah, but hey, you just told me they're not the same player. Come on, you just said.
All right.
Where do I want to go?
Yeah, there's one place you've never been to. You always wanted to go.
I would love to go to Hawaii. I've never been there. I would love to go to Hawaii.
It's pretty great.
You know, did you go for your honeymoon? Well, didn't you get? Oh, no.
We went to Costa Rica for my honeymoon.
Thank you for the call, Corey. Yeah, I've never been to Hawaii either.
So, no, we went with my brother and sister-in-law.
Okay.
And they told us, like, you can come and, you know, basically babysit their kids because my brother-in-law is at a work conference. And we didn't have a room or anything, and the hotel didn't know that, so we had to sneak in the hotel. So the whole time we were there, we were there for a week.
You had to sneak around.
We had to sneak around. We couldn't see any hotel personnel. It was they like that stuff. They view that as thrilling. Me and Jill do not view that as thrilling.
No, I'd be nervous the entire time.
We had to sit outside, wait for them to get in from the airport with our bags and pretend that we were just meeting friends in the hotel. And they're like, no problem.
So you sneak around in the hallways and stuff? What if you got something to eat at the hotel? Could you not do it?
My brother-in-law would go order it. It was
It almost doesn't sound worth it.
It wasn't.
Okay.
No, it was cool, but it was dreadful, the amount of anxiety that I felt.
Yeah, I've wanted to go to Hawaii. The problem with Hawaii is it's another place that's so far. So my brother lives in Los Angeles, so for him, Hawaii is a four-hour flight
big
away.
Big Lilo and Stitch weekend, I heard.
What?
Well, your brother. Lilo and
Stitch. Oh, yes. It was a big Lilo and Stitch. My brother works for Disney. He does. Didn't get me anything, by the way.
Yeah,
got me no free stuff.
What a failure.
It's unbelievable. By the way, I've been carrying this kid his whole life.
Yep.
Finally, I'm like, hey, I'm going to Disney. Is there anything
you
can get?
You work for Disney.
Yeah. He's a vice president.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. I got a slight discount on the hotel.
A slight.
By the way, discount on the hotel, still $550 a night. Wasn't really that big a discount. So,
that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's very sad.
I've always wanted to go to Hawaii, though, as well. But it just seems like I don't want to take – you have to take, like, two flights from here,
right?
Yeah,
we flew from Philly to Chicago to Hawaii. By the way, so you see how we talked about the Aaron Judge and Bryce thing? And you see how we can both admit – that Bryce is not as good as Aaron Judge.
Oh, right.
Do you see how easy that is?
That it's easy to admit that even though you like a player and he's a really good player, that he's not as great as the greatest players in the sport?
Like, I love Bryce Harper.
Yep.
I don't think he's the best player in baseball.
Right, and you can have that. You can have that opinion.
It's not that hard.
And you can still love Bryce Harper.
Correct.
Right? Yep.
Like, we don't have to lie to ourselves and pretend that Jalen is better than Josh Allen.
And by the way, I don't like when my fandom gets pushed to the brink by something like that, where I have to sound like a jerk because somebody says that I'm hating.
Dude,
because
Aaron Judge might be the best right-handed hitter that I've ever seen.
He gets better every year.
Yeah.
He's terrifying. He's hitting 400.
He's great.
Yeah.
He's great.
Okay.
It's okay.
Right.
Like, I don't know why we have to do that.
No. There was one guy who was in town this weekend that might be able to help the Phillies. We will talk about him next. We are at the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament at Penn Oaks Golf Club. 215-592-9494. Is there real cause for concern after the Phillies get swept by the Braves? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.